Hey there, guys and ghouls.
You're tuned in to Broadcast from the Belfry, a mediocre podcast for morbidly curious.
My name's Sanjay, and sitting across from this weird Ottoman red square thing is Georgia. How are you doing today, George?
I smell cat poop.
That's true. It's me. I'm the cat poop. I'm the captain now.
No, Luna just knew you were coming over and wanted you to know how she truly feels about
you.
She
thinks I'm the shit.
Yeah.
I saw Lil Wayne a couple weeks ago. It might have been a week ago, I don't remember. But I'm pretty sure he says the words, I'm the shit, more than any other human being I've been around in my entire life.
Wait, is that when you went to Texas?
No, that's when I went to Kansas City after going to Wichita.
Not yesterday.
No, yesterday I saw the Jonas Brothers.
You're so weird.
I didn't want to see them if it makes me less weird.
Then what did you do in Texas?
I went to a wedding.
So we both went to weddings.
Yeah.
We both went out of town last
weekend. Yeah, the same weekend, yeah, for weddings.
Good, that worked out.
I also got incredibly drunk in a parking lot off of sake with my friends.
At the wedding?
No, it was the night before the wedding. At the wedding, it was a dry wedding because, both of the families were a Korean and both of the dads are Baptist ministers.
Oh no.
So it was a dry wedding, like obviously in a dry reception because it was like in the the rec area for the church. And we were told like not to be shitty because we were going to just bring alcohol because we're all degenerates. And halfway through the wedding, the groom and the best man come up and are like, hey guys, so like who brought what? And we're like, fuck. No, we didn't bring anything.
You're supposed to tell us these things ahead of time.
Exactly. Or don't tell us to specifically not do it.
Yeah.
Because if they had just left like some wiggle room, we would have just brought it anyway.
Just say, don't bring anything.
Yeah. Or say like, I won't be bringing alcohol. And we'll be like, yeah, you're not bringing alcohol. Yeah. Sure. Okay. But no, so that happened.
Very different from the wedding I went to.
Really?
We had two bars.
That's pretty solid.
And then the wine was free up to a certain point. I think they had like a set amount of cases for free. Intern Stu kept going up to get my wine, and he was like, oh yeah, this stopped being free like three glasses ago. And I was like, why didn't you tell me?
Yeah, say
he
something.
He was like, I don't know. You don't ever get drunk anymore, so I just wanted...
I mean, that's fair, yeah.
I was like, okay, so he just kept buying me glasses of wine.
Aw, what an intern.
So, yeah, and the reception went till 11. Like, the ceremony was at 3:30, and then they did a cocktail hour from 4 to 5, and then the reception was from 5 to 11.
Mm.
And then the bride, she's probably, like, half drunk at this point. She comes around, she's like, after party in the bar at the hotel. And so we took a nap, and then... he was like, I'm surprised you rallied, because I don't do late night naps and then get back up, especially if I've been drinking all day. Like, if I've been drinking all day and I fall asleep, I'm usually done.
No, I operate on late night naps, but I understand to most that's just going to sleep.
And
so, yeah.
I can late night nap and then wake up and be fine. It's the all day drinking that, like, ruins it for me. But I woke up at, like, 11:30 and we went downstairs to the hotel bar and... I rallied my shit together.
Yeah.
And we sat outside of the patio till last call, for sure. And the bride was drunk, and she was peeing in the hotel bushes in her wedding dress.
Nice!
Yeah, shout out to Mim for pulling that off. You are a magnificent creature.
I know almost nothing about you at this point, but I know for a fact that we would be friends. Just from this story. We had very similar weekends, so...
We had a lot of fun. We went to Indiana. We did a labyrinth.
Ooh,
that was fun.
Was there like a youth with like what kind of head is it? It's a bullhead, right?
A minotaur?
Yeah,
he has a bullhead.
Yeah.
No.
Didn't like chase you around.
That would have made things more exciting. Yeah.
It would have. Yeah.
Yeah. We went to a brewery and then we did the labyrinth and then we went to crossroads thing. There's like this whole parallel universe thing that's been set up by this geographer person.
Okay.
And it's called like the Crossroads of Chimerica or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm gonna read about it so we can talk about it in depth more some other episode.
Mm-hmm.
But this place in Terre Haute is supposed to be a part where the parallel universes like crossover.
Nice.
So we just like went to the alleyway and I took a picture of that sign. It was weird. It was some shit I found on the Atlas Obscura. There's also in Terre Haute, where I used to live, there is the legend of Stiffy Green. You can still go see Stiffy Green to this day. He's a dog who used to be in this guy's mausoleum. And then they moved him to the Historical Society.
Why?
But he's actually made of concrete. Everyone used to think that he was a real dog. Mm-hmm. But no, he's not real. He's made of concrete. He was like a porch ornament. The legend says that he was the dude's dog. And he was so sad when the owner died. And he cried all the time and wouldn't leave the mausoleum. So they just put him in there.
Okay, first of all.
It's some Futurama shit.
Yeah, it's just some Futurama shit. Second, that's sad.
Yeah.
Like, if I, like, don't want to leave somewhere because I miss someone, like, don't kill me. Like, that, I'll just kill myself if I wanted to die. Third, all I can think of for the first part of you describing that was the song, I'm Made of Wax, Larry, What Are You Made Of? By A Day to Remember. It's like, I'm made of concrete, Larry, what are you made of? Which is also
Stiffy.
I don't think I told you. So I changed my Twitter handle recently. Did I tell you what I changed it to?
To White Claw Sheriff?
Yeah, White Claw Sheriff.
Yeah.
And my header for right now is I'm made of White Claw, Larry, what are you made of?
Oh my god.
And I don't know what it is about White Claw and metal breakdowns that go so well together, but until you listen to like Mr. Highway's breakdown while pounding a White Claw, it's good. It's a good time. You know, disrespect your surroundings, you know.
The least hardcore beverage ever.
Yeah, I don't know. Oh, what are we talking about today?
Today we're gonna switch things up. I don't know what that was. Just ignore it.
I have a record player. I'll just throw the mic at it later.
There you go.
Make the same sound.
Tonight's episode is gonna be out of this world.
First, I don't like that. Just for the record.
Technically, that is the opposite, because if UFOs are here, mm-hmm. then they are very much on this world.
Yeah,
but not out of this world.
Yeah, they're from out of this world, though.
I guess.
What? I hope all you listeners ready to get your cheeks clapped. We're talking about Area 51 raids.
We are switching it up because Sanjay is going to drop some knowledge on me first. For the record, I do not like aliens.
I love aliens.
Everything else in the world is fine.
I love it.
I don't get scared by anything. I hate. War of the Worlds is the scariest movie I've ever watched. And
it's
talking
so
about,
realistic.
I'm talking about the Tom Cruise one.
That's not good. That's not a good movie.
I don't care. That is the scariest movie I've ever seen. It made me cry. And then afterwards, I had nightmares that aliens were wearing checkered socks and they stole my mashed potatoes, which is that scary.
I guess
but I still
is.
Really hate aliens.
It depends how much you like mashed potatoes.
I really like mashed potatoes. They're my comfort food. I was eating them to comfort myself after watching the terribleness that was War of the Worlds because I hate aliens and it's just Tom Cruise and...
And it's a bunch of, like, bad, general bad acting.
And, yeah, then the aliens took what I was using to comfort myself from the aliens,
mm-hmm.
so...
That's what they do.
Yeah. So, yeah, you're gonna talk about shit that happened this weekend, and then I'm gonna talk about Men in Black sightings.
Sweet. So, I'll start off, we're gonna kick it off with some, just Wait. Some, like, general raid info.
Should we drop some Spooktober info real quick?
Sure. I've very little to no idea what you're talking about, but, you know, I'm
it's
here for it.
You don't read our group chat.
Nope.
It's mostly just me and Hope
yeah,
talking.
Like once a week I'll read it and be like, alright, I'm up to date, and that has not happened this week, so.
Because I think that you and Stu don't like scary movies.
No.
And me and Hope are just like.
Yeah, but Stu and I are both hilarious, and that kind of balances it out.
Yeah, that's true.
That's our defense mechanism.
I also don't know if it would be better to watch something that's actually scary, or if we were to watch a really terrible scary movie.
I want to watch something terrible scary.
Okay. I kind of have a feeling that if we find a list of the top 10 worst horror movies ever.
Mm-hmm. And we watched number 7.
Yeah.
Because if we watch, like, a real horror movie, I'm gonna be quiet the whole time so I don't poop myself.
Yeah.
So I open my mouth, my butt's also gonna open naturally. That's just human physiology. So I'm just gonna be like, shoop! But if we watch something bad...
Everything clenched.
Horror, yeah, everything...
My whole body.
My butt cheeks. If we watch something that's, like, bad... But horror, then I can make jokes, you know.
You can laugh at it.
Yeah. I can be audibly unhappy instead of, like, quietly unhappy.
So if you have terrible movies to suggest, drop them in the comments.
Yeah.
What?
Also, interruption. Mariah, thank you for listening and for scaring me in a parking lot this week.
And for dressing like him.
Yeah, and for dressing the same as me.
It was my birthday on Wednesday, mm-hmm. just so everybody knows.
Yeah. I was gonna say, oh, I didn't know it was your birthday, and I did know it was your birthday. I sent you something.
Let's read to the people the birthday text I got from you.
So first of all, I'm a poet, and I'm trying to be low-key about it, but, like, sometimes it just seeps into my day-to-day life.
It just slips out. happy birthday, bitch. Your tits, large. Your cat, in charge. I hope you have a great day.
That was it. Yeah. So in case anyone wants to know what it's like to interact with me on a fairly regular basis.
Basically. It's that. I am really impressed that it was a text message and not a snap.
Thank you. Honestly. No, I intentionally was like, don't make this a snap. I know you're going to forget. It took me like an hour to send that because I kept getting distracted because I didn't send it in a snap. So I had to keep like, I would start typing something and be like, I wonder what this thing is. And then would just like go somewhere else on my phone. Terrible. Officially welcome, guys.
No, I was just going to tell everyone that we produce most of this podcast over Snapchat because that's the only way I can get Sanjay to text me back about anything.
So if anyone wants to know more about my life, subscribe to my premium Snap, where you can get content like this and more for the low, low price of $9.99 a month. You're also eligible for giveaways, in which I'll send you, I don't know, like my socks or something. Actually, I really like my socks.
That's a weird thing to say.
I love my socks. I have a very solid collection of socks. Bonus content, my socks.
My socks. Just pictures of them.
Yeah.
These ones have aliens on them.
Which is what we're talking about.
Which is what we're talking about. Wait, hold on. We gotta talk about Spooktober.
Yeah, we do.
Spooktober. Okay. Mm-hmm. Alright, here's the deal. Halloween.
Wait, are we supposed to do the intro over again?
No.
Okay.
Let's not.
Okay.
We make that work.
What if it doesn't work? Then we'll just do it later.
Yeah.
It's 2019. Let's talk about Spooktober.
We have the power.
Yeah.
If it doesn't work, then I don't really care, and we'll just
cut actually, in where we can.
Literally actually have a disclaimer for once.
Okay.
That's what hope is for. To please the people with their word power.
Exactly. I'm here for memes, George is here for schemes, Hope's here to appease. You know, that's it.
That's good.
Thank you. I've been practicing that for weeks.
And Taryn Stu's here to bring me wine. Exactly. And make sure that I'm not grumpy all the time. Mm-hmm. Which I usually am anyway.
Yep.
Alright, Halloween. Let's do some bonus content where we watch the terriblest scary movies ever. Drop us some suggestions. We'll check them out. See what sounds like something we're into. We'll make it a thing. Or we can live tweet it, or we can do something, like record it and edit it and make it a thing later, or...
Whatever people would enjoy the most. Like, if you want to see... Do you know when you, like, pick up your phone and take a picture of something, but it's on front-facing camera?
Yeah.
So you get that, like, triple chin?
Yeah.
If you the people want, you can get just all of us, like, from the triple chin angle.
If you want that.
Or, like, I guess we could do a... like MST3K thing, I guess for people.
But with it behind us?
Yeah,
for my people. My couch is big enough for all four of us, yeah. I'm not gonna lie.
So there's the show, Mystery. Hey, Luna.
Hi, Kiki. Did you come to say hi to everyone?
You gonna poop again?
Big she just stretch. Emerged from my closet, like, legit opened the door, mm-hmm. crawled out, and then did the biggest stretch. Oh, so and now cute. She's just sitting here, like, pay attention to me, yo.
Don't get up here. But yeah, there's a show, Mystery.
Science Theater 3000.
Yeah, Mystery Science Theater 3000, mm-hmm. where they just, like, talk over movies pretty much. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's pretty solid. It was an old show, and they brought it back with Felicia Day, I think.
But the old ones are better.
Yeah, but the new ones have Felicia Day, and I'm in love with her, so every nerd who knows who she is in love with her.
Ryan, Rudina's Ryan,
mm-hmm.
when I first started at The Hill, he, like, came in one day, and he goes, you remind me of Felicia Day, and I was just like...
That means he was in love with you.
But I also didn't know who she was at the time.
Then I watched The Guild.
But then I watched The Guild. Well, okay, I haven't. I've never finished watching it, but I at least started. Because this was before I was that kind of nerd.
Mm-hmm.
But I at least started watching it so I could understand, like, why he might think that. And I was like, yeah, she's pretty awkward and she's a redhead. So I guess I get it. Luna, those are my notes. Can you not?
Awkward, nerdy, redhead. That's, like, the trifecta of Georgia.
So... Here we are. All right, so we'll figure it out. We can MST Kiki. We can have a tiki party.
Yeah.
Halloween's getting weird.
Also, Kiki's what Georgia calls her cat. It is. So, like, Mystery Theater Luna the Cat 3000.
MST3K is what I was trying to get at. We can do that. We can Facebook some shit. We can live tweet. We can whatever.
Yeah.
Drop us what you guys want. What do you want for Halloween as our gift to you all for being spooky bitches?
Yeah, and for listening to us for more than 10 episodes.
Spooky sluts.
Yeah.
Yeah, you basically listen to 13 hours of us talking about bullshit.
So. Which is, like, a lot. My parents couldn't do it, So
mine neither. That's why my mom tells me to speak clearly and directly into the microphone.
Yeah, that's why my parents live close to me, but are like, maybe we should not talk.
Speaking of my mom, I just posted the Hadrian's Wall episode today, and I was just like, Jesus, she's gonna listen to this and she's gonna kill me.
Mm-hmm.
And she sent me a text this morning about how having a black cat is like staring into a void, which was adorable because, yeah, I'm talking about you, turd. Get off my notes, please. And I forgot to text her back because I had to go to work and I'm not allowed to have my phone at work anymore.
Mm-hmm. George is actually a first grade student, that's why.
Yeah, it's really annoying.
Yeah.
And then I had D&D, so I like went straight to D&D, and not gonna lie, for the start of D&D, I was finishing working on my notes for tonight, and then I came here and I was working on my notes some more, and my mom texted me hi. And I texted her hi back, but then I forgot that I texted her hi back, so I texted her hi again, but I accidentally texted ho. So I just told everyone that listens to us in the episode that we posted today that my mother is a horror story, and then I accidentally called her a ho. Oh. Weirdly, she hasn't texted me back yet. Anyway.
But, okay, last tangent, I promise.
I'm not done for with right Spooktober now.
No, yet. This is a tangent okay. before that.
Okay.
So I was, I forgot, like, to be a good, like, guest at a restaurant and, like, tip my waitresses and everything, which I always do because I'm not a piece of shit in general. So to apologize, I gave a thank you note to friend of the show, Ariana, like a thank you card
yeah.
with a written apology. But on the outside, I just wrote ho in, like, all caps. So I was like, hey, like, here. And with no context, and at first she was like, hey, the fuck? And I was like, just open it, bitch, and she did, and just said, hey, because I said, all she read was, buy drugs, cocaine, or cats, and that was it.
She doesn't need to buy any more cats.
She knows she has a lot of cats. Okay, Spooktober, so, MSU3K, live tweeting, Luna the cat.
Whatever you guys want.
Whatever you want. If you want us to just write out our favorite memory from the night and send it to you,
yeah,
we can do that.
We're gonna do this regardless.
Yeah.
The thing you have to decide is how you want us to communicate it at you.
Mm-hmm. And if we do, like, the written one and you don't support it, we're still gonna send it to you.
Yeah.
We know where you live.
Yeah.
Like, all of you.
I'm gonna write it on a paper airplane and then shove it down your throat.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I work with most of the people that listen to us or can find them very easily.
Yep, same.
Mm-hmm. So then leading up to some scary movie shit, I think Spooktober is just going to be a lead up of your typical horror movie monster. So every episode after this is going to be something, some creature, entity, monster, whatever that you find in a horror movie. I don't know how I'm going to lump them together or anything yet, but if you have any suggestions for those, send them in.
Also, if you want for an episode for me to just talk about all the different Scooby-Doos,
yes,
I'll do that.
Yes.
Instead, I love Scooby-Doo.
Let's just have an episode where we talk about Scooby-Doo.
Yeah. So, like, some listeners will know I have OCD, and for some reason, one of the only things I'll retain, without a doubt, is Scooby-Doo facts. That's it. Like, I have an eidactic memory for Scooby-Doo scenes, and that's it.
Scooby-Doo only.
If you want to know who came in first place in the Scooby-Doo Monster Academy, when, like, Dracula, Frankenstein, the Mummy, and, like, Scooby Shaggy race, I can tell you the exact order, and I haven't watched that in, like, 8 years.
My favorite episode is still the Ghost Pirate Ship episode.
Ooh,
that is going way back. That's a classic episode.
I think, what's your favorite Scooby-Doo movie, or your favorite Scooby-Dooby, if you would?
I don't know, honestly, because I'm pretty diehard classics.
Oh, dude, Zombie Island.
1960s
no.
episodes. I told Stu the other day, I was like, if you want to get me something good for Christmas, I want the original seasons of Scooby-Doo on DVD. Fair. Casey Kasem, all of the original voice actors, the original seasons, that's what I want.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck Scrappy-Doo.
Okay, Scrappy sucks,
get
first of all.
Get that bitch out of here.
Yeah, Scrappy's not good. But, like, Scooby-Doo, Zombie Island... classic. Scooby-Doo Cyber Chase, banger. What's New Scooby-Doo, where, no, I don't think that's it. Scooby-Doo and the Alien Invader,
yeah,
where Scooby and Shaggy
I do remember that one.
Both
yeah.
find love, and they're aliens, which
they're
ties
aliens.
Into today's episode, but I didn't realize that until now. Holy shit, maybe that's why I love aliens so much. So I just love cute shit and that.
But see, the Ghost Pirate episode is my favorite. Maybe that's why I like ghosts and pirates so much.
Maybe, yeah.
This is one of the. I used to have pirate parties for my birthday every year. And it's been a while. It's been a while. Should probably bring that back soon. Is 32 too old to have a pirate themed birthday party?
I don't think so.
I'm going to say no.
Yeah.
I mean, pirates were old, so fuck them. They'd given up on their lives already, so maybe I should wait till I've completely given up on my life before I really commit to it.
I'm 10 years too late to have a pirate party if that's when you're supposed to do it. Like, jeez.
Alright, tell me about some Area 51 shit. Y'all decide what you want for Spooktober while Sanjay tells me about...
Yeah, Area 51 raids specifically with other, like, information that I kind of know but don't remember info for.
I really wanted to look up things that happened this weekend, but I didn't because I knew you were going to tell me about them.
Yeah, okay. So, everybody, you have until the end of the episode to decide what you want us to do for Spooktober.
Yep.
If not, you're grounded, right? No TV.
No phone. Just like me at work every day.
Yeah, no tasers. Right.
No more listening to the podcast until you're ungrounded. Podcast,
which is honestly a gift for you, but like not still no. So, Area 51, everyone, I hope you're ready to get your cheeks clapped physically, emotionally, and spiritually, because we had a trifecta, a Father, Son, and Holy Ghost of events this weekend. So, Maddie Roberts, months and months ago, back in the old days, when the Nina Pinton Santa Maria first came to the United States of America, there was a man. Woof. A man named Maddie Roberts. Who said...
He's old.
He is old.
Okay.
He said, this is a land, an unseen land, a land of endless opportunity for us, our families, and our friends. But I know there's a restricted area in this land. In area...
It's been that long?
It has. In area...
This already sounds like some Doctor Who shit.
It is. Pretty kind of is. There's one area that we cannot obtain. One of the five. Mm-hmm. The five of one. The 51st area. Mm-hmm. And I know... That if we and our kin storm this area with our hands behind our backs like our Naruto fathers, then they cannot stop us. And that's what happened. Storm Area 51, they can't stop all of us.
I did watch a video of someone trying to explain to old people what Naruto training was. It was really uncomfortable.
Gift. It's so good.
It was really uncomfortable.
So the wedding, this ties back in. So Friday before the wedding, got real fucked up with all my friends. Saturday morning, a couple of the guys went to sleep at 4:30 a.m. and woke up at 7. Oof. We're not sober or fully conscious.
I can't imagine.
Went on a brisk 2-mile walk. To a Walgreens and back, like 2 miles there, 2 miles back, and then watched 25 episodes of Naruto.
Holy shit.
I woke up to them watching Naruto, and then after that, we watched it as a family for another 15 episodes before I had to leave to get ready. So,
that's a lot of episodes. How much time did you have?
Hours. Hours. So I got through a few major arcs, and it reminded me of my love, my kindred love. Also, so there's, like, a power ranking of anime characters overall.
Mm-hmm.
The strongest, fastest, most agile, all that.
Mm-hmm.
Naruto has, like, three of the top strongest anime characters, and one of them is based off of speed. And I like to think it's because arms behind his back, head down,
yeah.
Wind cut by his nose.
Yeah.
Streamlined.
He's like more aerodynamic.
Exactly. Yeah. You get it. So
he's a Ferrari.
Yeah, exactly.
In a world of...
It was like, I don't know, fucking...
Chevys.
Buses.
My cars.
Yeah, your cars.
My tiny little car.
So if you were to merely... Maddie Roberts started this as a joke for his friends. Like, the sentence was said in a conversation casually, we should just storm Area 51, they can't stop all of us. He made the event, and it was public, and it just took off. By the date of the actual event, which was September 20th, over 2 million people said they were going.
Didn't he back out of it in the end?
He did back out. He was afraid that it would end up as Firefest 2.0.
Yeah.
Which...
permit problems and shit like that.
Yeah.
Because he wanted to do the music festival, right?
He did not want to. So it was actually brought up to him that he needed to make it into a music festival because of, like, he didn't have any startup money, but a couple investors were like, hey, if you do this, then, like, we'll match or we'll, like, take it this far and this can be an annual thing. But... Firefest partially went down because they made all these grandeur promises, and he didn't want to do that same thing.
Yeah.
He wanted it to go from the ground up if it was going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So the town that it was going to take place is Rachel, New Mexico, which has like a general population of 50. It's also the least friendly town in America because they're right next to Area 51. The tourist site for Rachel is, I'm pretty sure, a threat or a warning. I would not personally have had that there, but there wasn't really a choice.
Yeah.
But yeah, the official website of Rachel, it's Rachel Nevada, actually. It's anti-tourist and warns visitors to stay away from Rachel residents or face armed homeowners. Jeez. Can you imagine being so xenophobic and so just anti-person that you have to put on your city's website, "I'll shoot you in the motherfucking face if you come near my house"?
I guess if you live that's in a crazy town of 50 people, you yeah. obviously hate everyone.
Right? And the town is mostly retirees and, like ex-army, because it's next to a few different bases, right. So that, like, kind of makes sense. But, yeah.
I could see it happening in Junction.
Mm-hmm, yeah. But there were supposed to... So the initial event was the quote-unquote raid, which was just right. going to be... as many people, ideally, like, 10% of the max, or of the, like, people that said they would attend, which wasn't, did not even get close to happening, but all just running at the gates of Area 51, climbing over, eventually running out of bullets, and it is 4 miles, approximately, from the gate to actual Area 51. So, once you get over that initial hurdle, they can't stop all of us, you know? If enough people climb on a gate, it'll fall over, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know how... What's his name?
John Hamm.
No, something.
I'm just kidding.
Habu. Andre... It's not Andre Lucas. It's like something... Aaron Andre. Aaron on...
I don't know who you're talking about.
I mean, why am I so bad at remembering,
I don't have many
modern
context.
People's names.
I don't know.
He's the guy... Okay, so... Like in his meme where he's like, "Let me in! Let me in!" It'd be like that, where if enough people just grab onto the gate and like, shake, "Let me in," they'll have to.
Get let in.
Yeah, exactly. So that was it was going to be a great time, a time of exploration for the human condition and all this shit. And the raid eventually spawned what you mentioned, the festival, mm-hmm. which was going to be Alien Stock. Yeah. There's two Alien Stocks, though. Alien Stock with a hyphen and without a hyphen.
Which one's the one in Vegas?
That's the one without a hyphen, and Alien Stock Nevada was the one with a hyphen. And they were not organized by the same groups,
no.
which was a huge problem. So Alien Stock Vegas actually kind of did take off. There were a fair amount of people that showed up, listened to EDM, dance, had fun. Arby's had a specific menu, like, flexing all their alien merch. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it was, like, pretty spicy. It went as well, I'd say, better than a high school football game, but worse than, like, any other EDM festival of all time.
Interesting.
So there's that to keep in mind. And Alien Stock Nevada kind of had a... That was the one that Matty Roberts was more directly involved with.
Yeah.
And when he said, "Yo, I'm not going to have Firefest 2.0, I don't want to be responsible for, like, injuries or anything..." Because they were also 50 miles away from the nearest gas station.
Yeah, that's right.
You're in the middle of
really
nowhere.
Like, out there. Yeah. Anything, right?
Exactly. So
there's like no grocery store. Yeah.
Nothing. Everyone just has to like have Hy-Vee deliver their food to them or something. So it's in the middle of nowhere, and so there's also no bathrooms because
in
a town of 50, there's probably a restaurant, a like corner store or something. There's not going to be public bathrooms.
Yeah.
That doesn't make sense. So. Another event spawned off, named something I don't remember that starts with a B. Base Camp. So Base Camp was the... Yeah, I actually read it like at the perfect moment. Give myself a great countdown. So Base Camp was the bigger event in which alien specialists were called in. Mm-hmm. And in addition to like a bunch of different speakers, different like vendors, like... either for food or for products were coming in.
Mm-hmm.
And that was going to be the meat of the weekend. Mm-hmm. It was going to be a 3-day event still, with day one being...
Was that the one that was where, like, all the tourist stuff for Area 51 is?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So that one was what I was mostly excited about. Like, I definitely would have gone for Base Camp.
Yeah.
But it didn't work out.
Shout out to Harrison Schmidt, who got everyone convinced that he was going to go storm some Area 51 stuff, and then ended up in Celtic this weekend, drunk, and drove to work this morning all the way back to Kansas City because he stayed here last night.
Yeah, Schmidt, I saw you, and you didn't say hi. What the heck? Yeah. The guy that was in charge of that, of Base Camp, was expecting... around like 2,500 people, 1,500 to show up for Friday night's events, And from there, there would be income to kind of put back immediately into the main event with a few frustrations, but not that many people showed up. Only a few dozen people were there Friday night. So base camp got canceled.
Aww.
There were still a few speakers that were kind of hanging around, and you could talk to them if you wanted to, but nope. And Maddie Roberts did show up to, I believe it was day two of base camp, or what would have been day two, mm-hmm. just so he could talk to some people and be there to see the weird creation he made. But in the end, only a few dozen people were doing stuff, so not really great. I think that there was still a lot of potential, and that the raid would have happened if Maddie had set the date for about a month ago, when it already hit its peak, went back down, and started going back up again.
Yeah.
But there were so many spikes of interest and spikes of people wanting to keep the event going.
Yeah.
And it just became too much work. It's sad. It's sad that no alien cheeks were clapped this weekend.
No cheeks clapped.
Nope. But a lot of other alien stuff has happened. Are you familiar with Tom DeLonge?
Blink-182.
Yep, so I saw them in concert the other weekend when I was gone for like two days. And they release aliens into the audience.
Kevin and Julie were there.
That's true.
Shout out to Kevin and Julie.
Yeah, you're so cute. I'm glad you're married now. Ugh, I am. In the middle of their set, Blink just throws out aliens. Like huge aliens.
Yeah.
So funny. And it's because Tom DeLonge actually started To the Stars Academy, which is an organization that tries to find aliens. That is why he left Blink-182 when he was with Angels and Airwaves. It was like,
oh, Angels and Airwaves.
Yeah, right. He also was, that was a side project behind him hunting aliens, but he is a firm believer that they are out there. So a few weeks ago, went to these concerts, that all happened. And this past week, the U.S. Navy released information saying, released a video saying Tom was right.
I don't like it. Nope.
Fallout was like, these specific things that this man said were correct. So Tom DeLonge blowing the fuck up on Twitter right now. People that haven't listened to Blink in years, people that didn't care about any of this stuff, were like, hey, you were right. How do you feel? Da 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 da. And he's responded to an incredible amount saying, you haven't seen anything yet. Just wait. I've been saying for 15 years that aliens are out there, and I haven't given you a fucking scintilla of the information that it's out there. Be ready. So
I don't like it.
Yeah, and there's also a show that came out recently about the Stars Academy as well. So you can watch them talking about the Tic Tac, which is a dumb name.
What is it that Scientologists believe that we were brought here by aliens, or we are descended from aliens?
Have I talked about this on the podcast before?
No, lay it on me.
Okay, fucking sweet. I love Scientology. It's so interesting. So Scientology was founded by L. Ron Hubbard.
Got you.
He was
a Boy Scout, and his Boy Scout troop came to Mount Rainier, and there is a trail that is specifically marked. He talks about how he made this trail on Mount Rainier in one of his books or something.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But basically, he was just a Boy Scout in this troop that like helped build one of these trails.
Yeah.
Fun fact.
Exactly.
I learned a lot about Scientology on Mount Rainier.
He's so interesting. He's a fantastic writer. Now, he's a prolific sci-fi and fantasy writer. Yeah. But
he believes the shit he writes.
Yeah, he believes it. So he believes that humanity is a collective consciousness. We are a bunch of projected consciousness from another galaxy or another time. And in that other time, there's a more advanced, superior alien race. And when they die, they don't die. Instead, they get their minds sent to us, and we are mere vessels as humans. And we're living out the lives and fantasies of those aliens. And when our time is gone, when our physical bodies decay, then the minds go back, and they can begin their actual lives again. That's a super... So you...
If my life is the fantasy of some higher being, then... They have very poor desires. Just laying that out there.
It's like, if you're super, super rich and you've never had to do anything, maybe you would, fantasize doing the dishes one day.
Like when Princess Jasmine goes to the marketplace and pretends she's a servant.
Yeah, exactly. And she's like, this is so great. And the servants are getting spit on and, pick up my couch. And, no one wants that. That's terrible. Well, yeah, so that, yeah, that shit's wild. So also based on aliens.
Mm-hmm. It also reminds me of the Parks and Rec episode where it's like the world's supposed to end and Ron sells all those flutes to people.
Yes.
And they're like, oh, yeah, you're just going to have your face melted off. Yeah. By.
And they're like, can we write a check? Wink.
And Ron's like, yeah, write a check. See what happens. You'd think they'd figure it out, but whatever.
Nope, did not. Crazy. Love that. Scientologists are crazy. I love it, and it's super interesting. Would highly recommend everyone reads a little bit about Scientology, because it sounds like a fantastic book. Mm-hmm. I would watch that anime series. I probably have. What else? What else about aliens? There's so much about aliens. So, like, To the Stars Academy, all that stuff happened. There's also a... Area 51 itself is, like, so fucked up. So, in World War II? When was... No, World War I. World War I is when Stalin was around, right?
World War I was, like, the 1913-ish or 1917.
Was Stalin around, though?
I don't want another John Hamm incident.
Okay, in my defense, I can't tell the difference. It's so many people have been like, Sanjay, you don't know the difference between Jason Isaacs and John Hamm. I'm like, I do, kind of. But there's just, sometimes they get mixed up. My head get mixy.
I'm gonna say World War II.
World War II? Okay, so World War II, U.S. is on the, like, technological front of a lot of different stuff because USA, you know, we spend a lot of money on dumb shit. In order to, in essence, tilt us, the Germans developed a stealth jet that had a dummy ship on it, and they weren't, there wasn't the, like, the ability to have drones in the sense that we think now, where it's something, it's like a remote control helicopter. Instead, they had a dummy ship. So they had the mothership and the dummy ship. The mothership was above the clouds, drove in, and was connected via latches to the dummy ship, which they released directly above Area 51. When the dummy ship landed, it looks like it came from the sky and then crash landed. Mm-hmm. So the U.S. government was like, holy shit, UFOs. Yeah. We got aliens. Aliens, boys. They open up the hatch. Bunch of aliens are in there. Real life aliens.
Uh-huh.
They don't speak English. They look like aliens. It's just, everyone's losing their mind.
Uh-huh.
Turns out, this also could be the Soviets. Pretty sure it was Germany, though. Turns out there was actually a secret project to experiment on people with disabilities to make them look like aliens.
What the
so
fuck?
They were heavily disfigured via, like, burning, amputation, like, just a bunch of different methods.
So to some, like, Nazi doctor shit.
Yes, like, for real Nazi doctor shit, to make them look like aliens for, in essence, no reason. But then because they did that, the U.S. government had to do it, too. Because we can't be behind on anything, you know?
Yeah.
There's definite, like, there's a, as of 2018, a documented, a few documented instances of the U.S. doing experiments on disabled Americans to just try to make aliens. And it's ridiculous. Like, it's fucked up, you know? And that's why I think so many people are afraid of aliens. Because they're not really... Like, you're the alien, you know?
Yeah.
The average American.
I don't know why I'm afraid of aliens. I really don't. My degree is in anthropology, and I really like the idea that if aliens exist, they're also just, like, the at least the aliens that we would encounter on Earth are also just their versions of anthropologists.
Which, and that makes sense.
I have conflicting ideas about it, because on the one hand... You have people who claim to be abducted, and, oh, they did this experiment on me and this experiment on me, and, you know, like, that I experienced these things, which makes them kind of sound like lab rats. However, well, I get that, because obviously humans have done all kinds of experiments on animals and... on creatures that they believe to be lesser life forms, or at least we did at one point, or whatever. But if aliens are supposed to be so much more advanced than us, then why would they need to perform experiments on humans if they already have this, like, advanced technology, advanced knowledge, advanced
good way of question. Life. So,
you know what I mean?
Are you familiar with the scoop in regards to aliens?
No.
So there's a bunch of people that have been abducted that have the scoop.
Yeah.
It's, we'll link it in the show notes so everyone can see it, but it's a hexagonal mark that is, it's probably like a quarter the size of a penny. It's like pretty small.
That's fucked up.
Yeah, a bunch of people have woken up with these out of nowhere. So a theory is that if we as human beings wanted to find out, like,
yeah,
a lot of information about someone, we'd have to, like, take a lot of blood samples and, like, you know, like, cut off a limb or whatever, yeah, and, like, put you in a cheese grater. But if we had higher technology, we would still need to, like, get a small amount,
yeah,
of physical, like tissue.
DNA, for, yeah, example, yeah.
So what if that's all you need? The scoop.
That's true. But that's not the same as, like, people who claim that they've been, like, probed and,
oh, yeah,
have had, like, things taken out of them and other things put back in them.
Yeah,
and
no, they just had a rough night.
Yeah. So I'm going to talk about the abduction of Barney and Betty Hill in a little bit. Do you know that story?
I don't. Let's do it. I'm excited.
Okay. In the movies, the Men in Black are humans who protect the Earth from hostile aliens.
Mm-hmm.
In real life, not so much. They refer to each other by numbers, not by names, and anyone who's had an encounter with them says that they seem not quite human, that there's something off about them, that they're, like, distant, or they don't understand things that humans should understand. Like, one said that they had to teach them how to use a spoon to eat Jell-O.
What?
This person claimed to be a major in the military, came to their house to ask questions about something they'd witnessed. Mm-hmm. And they said they didn't feel good, and the homeowner offered them a bowl of Jell-O, and he said no, and they came back the next day and said that he wanted the Jell-O, so she gave him a bowl of Jell-O and then had to teach him how to eat it.
Did he come back to ask questions the next day, or did he just show up
just for the Jell-O?
What?
Yeah.
That's so weird.
Yeah. So the first case, I'm going to put a blanket statement out right mm-hmm. away, and that blanket statement is allegedly. So this is just what I read up on. The first case is 1947, the Maury Island incident, which is in Washington. Maury Island's on the Puget Sound. And this guy, Harold Dahl, and his son were out salvaging wood in their fishing boat, and they saw six donut-shaped crafts about half a mile up in the sky. One fell.
Mm-hmm.
It was followed by raining metallic debris.
Mm-hmm.
It killed their dog
mm.
and injured his son's arm. So, real sad about the dog. Like, that's the biggest thing I take away from this.
Yeah.
And they took some pictures of the debris and the fallen craft, and then they were like, fuck this, let's get out of here. So Harold tells his boss, and he shows his boss the pictures. His boss goes back to check out the location for himself, sees the debris, sees the fallen craft, and he's mm-hmm. like, all right, cool. And apparently, a couple days later, Harold is visited by this man in a black suit who's, like, super weird, kind of, like, robotic, very straightforward.
Mm-hmm.
And he told Harold what Harold witnessed. In a very detailed manner.
What?
This is what you saw.
What?
I am telling you what you saw.
Mm-hmm.
And now I am suggesting that you stop discussing this further.
What the fuck?
So, and then a few days later, Air Force agents go out and visit him. They're supposed to be gathering information on the case. And then the government declares that it was a hoax. And then Harold and his boss both say, yeah, it was a hoax, whatever. But years later, fairly recently, Harold said that he recanted that statement and said that he made it under extreme duress from mm-hmm. the military agents that were talking to him.
Damn.
And this happened, like I said, it was in 1947, but it happened only 3 days after one of the first flying saucer incidents ever happened, because there was a flying saucer allegedly sighted over Mount Rainier that summer. That's, like, one of the quintessential, like, flying saucer cases. Mm-hmm. Like, one of the first ones that we think of. That guy was Kenneth Arnold. And I remember reading about that. I read a book about weird stuff that happened in Washington when I lived there.
Because you were also alive in the 40s.
Yeah.
So. On account of being really old.
Yep.
Yep.
So then this happened 3 days after that sighting. So that's fun. And then this other guy, Dr. Alfred Bender, he was smart dude. He was a researcher. And he formed the International Flying Saucer Bureau in 1952. So obviously he did a lot of research into UFO phenomena. And then one day in 1955, so he'd been doing this for like 3 years? Well, at least 3 years. If he established the Bureau in 52, obviously he'd been doing it for a few more years before that would have been founded. But he was visited by three figures. And his descriptions refer to them floating about a foot off the floor, and their eyes, all three of their eyes lit up like flashlight bulbs. And he said, "They seemed to burn into my very soul as the pain above my eyes became unbearable."
What the fuck?
That sucks. And then soon after that, he shut down the Bureau because he was so scared. It was reported that he continued to have weird phone calls until he died in 2002. So, for what? 47 years?
Yeah.
And then, no, 57 years. No, 47 years. Math. Whatever. His friends and family said that ever since he claimed that happened, he was super anxious and paranoid all the time. His writings, like, he went from being an intelligent researcher writing papers consistently to just rambling on. His papers didn't make any sense. They were unreadable. Mm-hmm. And he was just a changed person after that. So that's weird. And then, I'm going in chronological order from, like, some of the main cases that came up. Then in 1961, in North Dakota, there's this guy, Paul Miller. He worked in the Air Force, and he was coming home after a hunting trip, and he saw this luminous disc in the sky, and it landed in an empty field, and he said two humanoid figures came out of it, and he was, like, alarmed, so he shot one of them, and he thought he injured it, and then he drove off down a country road.
Mm-hmm.
And when he got home, it shouldn't have been as long as it was, but when he got home, he was like, "Wait, I lost 3 hours somewhere. How did that happen?"
What the fuck?
And so he just kind of didn't really think about it. And he went to his Air Force job the next day and was immediately confronted by three men in black suits, you know, typical. And they told him that they had his file, even though he hadn't told anybody about anything he saw or did.
Mm-hmm.
And he said they knew all about it and mentioned it would be best forgotten. And he said that they knew too much about him and the situation for him to think that it would have been, like, regular government surveillance.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, "They seemed to know everything about me, where I worked, my name, everything. And that they asked questions like they already knew the answers to them."
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, and he didn't come forward until he was much older, too. He kept everything a secret until a lot later in life. And then finally, there was Dr. Herbert Hopkins, who was a consultant hypnotist working on the abduction case of Barney and Betty Hill. So basically he was doing, like, hypnotism to get them to try and remember what happened to them. And their abduction case is one of the first documented abduction cases that happened, I think, in 1961.
Mm-hmm.
And this was still over 10 years later, like 1975, and he's still working with them on this case to try and figure out what happened to them. And he received a call from a guy who also claimed to have an encounter and asked if he could come visit the doctor. And so he shows up at his house in this black suit, and he said he had pale skin and strange features, and he pushed himself inside without, like, an invitation or anything, and he started interrogating Hopkins about the Hill case that he was working on. He asks Dr. Hopkins to pull out a coin, And so he does that, and he's just holding it, and then he asks him what he knows about the abduction, and keeps going down that road a little bit, and he makes the coin fade away while he's talking.
Okay.
And he tells Herbert it would never again be seen on this plane. And then he tells Dr. Hopkins that Barney didn't have a heart, just like you don't have a coin. And he said that he knew Barney had recently passed away, but he didn't know why. Mm-hmm. Which medical reports say that he died of a cerebral hemorrhage, which has nothing to do with his heart.
Yeah.
But who knows? After that, he burned all of his files related to the case.
I guess what you would kind of do if, like, a shady guy showed up and, like, made something you were holding just apparate somewhere else.
So he burned all of his files on the case because it was suggested that he delete all of his information, as it may not be good for his health to talk about it. Mm-hmm. Even after he burned all of his files, he still had phone problems. And when he contacted the phone company about it, they said it seemed like his phone line had been tapped. Yeah.
What the fuck? Yeah.
There are all kinds of, like, these are just, like, the main four that pop up, but there are other really crazy. The woman who had to teach the guy how to use a spoon, or, like, another guy went to a restaurant and didn't know how to order food. Like, he sat down and told the waitress that he wanted food, and she was like, okay, what do you want? And he looked at the menu like he didn't know how to read, and so she was like, how about a steak? And he was like, sure. And so she brought him a steak, and then he, like, looked around to see what everyone else was doing before he figured out how to eat it, and then he just looked really awkward while he was eating it, like he'd never done it before.
What the heck?
Yeah. So there's all these different stories of people coming to their houses, or... Yeah. And they're always associated with alien sightings, and it creeps me out, and I'm really paranoid that they're gonna come here.
I mean, I'm kind of paranoid too now. But it's fine. Will Smith will save us.
I hope so. Will Smith could save the world.
Will Smith and Tommy Lee Jones as a unit can do anything.
That's true. Wow. I feel like we rambled on a little bit. That's okay. I think that there's a lot more of this to cover. It's just so much you can't do it in one episode. So I guess I'll be okay with alien episodes every once in a while.
Yeah. Everyone gets your cheeks clapped once a month. Bum, bum.
Oh, God. That's all I got.
I've got a lot more, but it's not really organized, and it's mostly me just yelling individual standalone sentences that I like. So I think I'm also done.
Okay.
Sorry
that we didn't post for, like, 2 weeks, and then all of a sudden I posted, like, 3 episodes. That's what happens when apps suck and you have to completely delete them and then restart all of your purchases and do everything all over from scratch.
Mm-hmm.
It's great. The end.
Yeah, thank you for listening to Broadcast from the Belfry. You can find us on anything, really. iCloud, SoundTube, the Play MySpace. Button. MySpace. Tom DeLonge's TV that he uses to communicate with aliens, you know.
L. Ron Hubbard's butthole.
Exactly, which is probably preserved in a jar somewhere.
I hope so.
I don't, but it probably is.
If it is, I'm gonna find it.
Mm-hmm.
And then auction it on eBay for thousands.
Thousands? It's a preserved butthole.
Yeah, thousands.
If you liked what...
John Travolta would give thousands for it.
And couldn't pronounce it. Be like, Erend Burberb.
Oh, God.
I got a butthole from a broom the boom boom. Oh, man, that man's a mess. If you would like to leave us a like, subscribe, or dislike, or unsubscribe, you can do that on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram... Yeah, those
email
three.
Us.
Yeah, or email. Just look up Broadcast from the Belfry in any of the search bars in those, or Broadcast from the Belfry Podcast. No, Belfry Podcast.
What?
Podcast from the Belfry.
What are we talking about?
What's our email address?
Broadcastfromthebelfry@gmail.com.
Yeah, that's what I said. And much like our boys from the Men in Black, with nothing but our wit and our Series 7 deatomizer, you can save the world, you know? You can.
Okay.
And you got anything else you want to throw in, Georgia?
I just want people to know that we actually do enjoy talking to them.
You mean like each other or like real life? What do you mean?
No, I don't want to talk to you in real life, but you can comment on our stuff and we'll comment back.
Wait, are you saying you don't want to talk to me or you don't want to talk to, like, just a general person you're meeting in? Like,
our listeners.
Oh, I want to talk to you guys in person. Once again.
I mean, I talked to half of you in person already anyway, so whatever, but.
Mariah yelled at me on a street corner and I almost cried from joy.
Yeah. You got recognized. You got your first recognized.
It doesn't make sense. I'm so happy about it.
Which, like, we've still never really posted pictures of us, except that one time that Hope posted that picture where my face looks weird.
Yeah. I'm ugly in pictures and in real life, but in different ways.
That's fair.
Yeah, it depends on the side.
Yeah.
I think that's it. What do we say to them, Georgia?
Thanks for listening and stay spooky.
Sluts.
I don't know why I said it like that. It was creepy.